All right. Well, we're going to go from offense to defense now, and we're going to bring in Ted Nguyen from the Athletic Bay Area. Of course, you can follow him at FB for football underscore analysis. And Ted, before we dive into your great story, and you guys, if you haven't read the story yet that Ted wrote about the Cover 6 defense, please do so. It'll confuse you for a while. I had to read it like three times, Ted, by the way, which is probably why I got C's in college. But nonetheless, before we dive into that Cover 6 that you explained so excellently, let's first take a 50,000-foot level view of Paul Gunther's defense. What's the basic Gunther / Raiders defense, and what are the biggest misconceptions or misunderstandings about it?
Well, yeah, he comes from that Minnesota Vikings Mike Zimmer type of coaching tree, and that involves a lot of quarters, that involves a lot of man match, which is different from just playing zone and just playing man. There's some man zone principles depending on what players run, and it could get complicated, but if you perfect a set of defense, it could be very tough on quarterbacks, and you have answers for a lot of things if you could do it. It's a single gap type of defense, so you want quick, aggressive guys up front. And I think they did themselves a favor by hiring Rod Marinelli, who coaches that exact same exact style of defense up front. And they were, he was famous for doing the two A gap mug type of blitz or fake blitz at times too. We haven't seen much of that, but right now the Raiders are a They play a lot of cover one, and they play a lot of cover six, which I explained in the article.
Ted, it's always been talked about that in Paul Gunther's defensive scheme, you don't need a big-time linebacker to execute. It's been said time and time and time again, and we all know that linebacker has been the Achilles heel for the Raiders' defense. What exactly is needed as far as the linebackers go to be successful in Paul Gunther's scheme?
I think this type of defense allows the linebackers to, they have help over the top of the safeties, so they play a lot of two high safeties, play a lot of quarters coverage where the linebackers have to, they end up matching on underneath the routes instead of having to cover downfield if it's ran right. But the linebackers have been so bad these past couple of years that we really haven't seen them, execute the job they're supposed to, so it's kind of hard judging Paul Gunther's just based on what we've seen from the linebackers. And I think, with Nick Corey Littleton and Nick Kwiatkowski is going to make a huge difference. They're so good in coverage. Just one of the things that the Raider linebackers have been so bad at, especially this last year, is just falling for play action. And that, being able to read play action and reading real run has to do with the feel for the game, and they just didn't have that. So hopefully, with the big upgrades in free agency, they'll be a lot better at linebacker.
Again, we're talking Ted Nguyen from the Athletic Bay Area about the Cover 6 and the Paul Gunther defense. And Ted, you mentioned it in your story that, look, if you're going to play in this scheme, you got to be smart. You got to be able to communicate. So that you see a guy like Nick Kwiatkowski come in here, he seems like the perfect candidate. They've given him the green dot, and so he's going to be in charge of that. And he's shown that, doesn't mean always you're going to be the most physically dominant athlete, but if you can play in the scheme and have the ability to communicate like he does, then clearly having a Corey Littleton next to you helps out too. But with the Cover 6, you say 17% of pass plays, which some people might say, well, that's not very much, but it was the most frequently used pass defense, as you say. Talk about the basics of the Cover 6 and why you think Gunther and the Raiders prefer that positioning for their defense.
Well, Cover 6 is a combo coverage where they're going to play one coverage on one side of the field, another coverage on the other side. So with this particular type of combo coverage, you're going to have quarters coverage or cover four to one side, and then you're going to have cover two zone to the other side. With quarters, it's kind of like man, it's kind of like zone, where it just depends on what kind of routes are being ran or what kind of call they make on the back end. And then on cover two, you just have your classic cover two shell with one deep safety, a cornerback, and a flat. And they could change that into two man depending on what call they see, or maybe, if it's in the game plan or not.
Talking right now with Ted Nguyen from The Athletic, talking all things Raiders on Raider Nation Radio 920. And John Cruden the other day mentioned Malik Collins being the key to the Raiders' defense. And I don't necessarily disagree, because I think that position, that defensive tackle, is very, very important. But how important, you mentioned Rob Marinelli earlier, how important is that defensive tackle in this defensive scheme that Paul Gunther is running?
Yeah, like I said before, it's a single gap type of defense, which allows for defensive tackles to be extremely aggressive. They don't have to, you know, two gap or hold their block for long. They're shooting gaps, and you know, that's what the Raiders hope they got in Maurice Hurst, who, you know, played better than what the numbers said last year. But they're hoping with a guy like Malik Collins also in a mix that, you know, he'll be able to cause more havoc. I mean, you saw what Gunther did with Geno Atkins in Cincinnati. Just having that interior pressure guy that could just, you know, cause all sorts of problems for defenses and cause penetration, that helps the run defense. And if you could get some interior pressure as well, that helps out the edge guys. So, yeah, I mean, Collins is a guy that is developing. You know, he had an extremely high pressure percentage last year. Hasn't put together the sack numbers yet, but, you know, the Raiders hope that he's going to be a steal and be that disruptor inside.
And, Ted, one of the things you brought up in this piece, too, which I think really is important to point out to, I think, fans, because we watch fans, we watch people, the Raiders particularly, obviously, draft guys out of college, and we usually, as casual fans, we will look at them and their physical and athletic ability and judge whether or not it was a good draft pick. But in your point around cover six, you use two cornerbacks, Gerrion Conley and Trayvon Mullen. And you say, hey, listen, Conley had all the physical attributes of a great cornerback in the league, but he really had trouble with the kind of multifaceted scheme that Gunther has, versus Mullen, who might not be as physically gifted as Conley, but he picked up the system. So when the Raiders look at their draft and they look at people like Damon Arnett, what do they have to look for versus just the pure physical talent?
Yeah, like you mentioned, you have to be intelligent. You have to play, you know, you have to be able to play different techniques with different coverages. You have to make different calls. And, you know, you're doing it all on the fly, too. So you can't just be a strict cover one guy and just expect to play man-to-man. You have to be able to make those changes on the fly. And that's one thing Conley struggled with. And that's a reason why he got benched, was just, you know, he was making too many mental mistakes. And you saw that he had the talent there when he knew what he was doing. It's just, you know, you can't make those mental mistakes when in those games, because it could cost you a big play, and that might end up making a difference between a win and a loss. So with a guy like Trayvon Mullen, and, you know, they liked AJ Terrell, the other corner from Clemson, who ended up getting drafted by the Falcons too. Those guys have experience in this type of defense and this type of coverage, so you have some evidence that they can make that that mental leap into the NFL and into this type of system.
Sticking with the cornerback position, a term that we hear all the time when you talk about Paul Gunther and the defense is the motoring out scheme. We've been hearing that since Gruden came back in 2018 and brought Paul Gunther with him. What exactly is the motoring out scheme, and why is it so difficult for a lot of defensive backs to pick it up?
I believe it's a bump and run type of technique where, you know, you're mirroring a guy outside and just make sure you get your hand on him. I'm not exactly sure what that means in this system. You know, it could mean different things to different people, but I think it's a type of bump and run type of technique that they really have to focus on getting a hand on the receiver and disrupting his route a little bit at least.
So Ted, when you look at this, particularly the draft class this year, when you look at Arnett, you look at Amik Robertson, what you've seen on film from those guys, good fit?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, when the Raiders signed Darrell Worley, I didn't think the fit was there, because Worley, coming from Carolina, played a lot of off coverage, played a lot of zone coverage. And he just I didn't see him bump and run that much out of Carolina. And, you know, with Arnett, he played at Ohio State, and they played a ton of cover one. Anytime you draft a guy from Ohio State, you know he's going to have a ton of bump and run coverage. And, you know, he's going to be able to work, you know, he's going to be able to execute those techniques, like the motor technique, right off the bat. But they didn't, you know, they didn't run a ton of quarters and cover six at Ohio State. But, you know, maybe the Raiders talk to him and they feel comfortable with where he is mentally, and they think he'll pick up the defense. But, you know, at least he has a lot of bump and run experience, and that fits into this into Gunther's system.
How much do you see Trayvon Mullen improving in year two?
I think he's going to make a huge improvement. I mean, just looking at what he did last year, if you remember in week one, he got forced into action after Conley got hurt, and he just got burned by Emmanuel Sanders in week one. And then, you know, 7 weeks later, week eight, when he finally gets a chance to go in, he just looked like a dramatically better corner. You know, he still gave up some big plays, but, you know, he was going against some tough receivers like Cortland Sutton, DeAndre Hopkins. But he, you know, he made a lot of plays too, and he was pretty solid, especially for a rookie. So I think there's a lot of hope that, you know, he could take that next step and become a really good corner next year. And, you know, hopefully he becomes a staple in that secondary for a long time.
Ted, before we let you go, one of the guys I think that Raider fans talk a lot about because they feel like he's maybe playing out of position is LaMarcus Joyner. What are you seeing from him, especially towards the tail end of last year? Do you think LaMarcus Joyner is going to be able to either pick up his game and keep a spot, or you see something different for him?
Yeah, you know, the nickel position in this defense is they ask a lot of the nickel position. He has to play a lot of different roles. He has to play in the flats. You know, sometimes he has to play man-to-man. Sometimes he's playing in a linebacker position in the box and actually has to make linebacker type of reads. He's blitzing. So really, he's like a kind of a hybrid between a strong safety and a nickel. And, yeah, you know, there were times where he did give up some big plays just because he just wasn't great in just straight man-to-man coverage. But, you know, I think another year in this system and learning the nickel position and transitioning, I think, you know, he could live up to his potential and what we thought he was going to be when he first got signed here. So, you know, I'm not willing to write him off just yet. I think let's give him a chance, see what he can do with another year under his belt. And again, you know, it's just tough to play defensive back when you aren't getting a lot of pressure, and the Raiders just did not get a lot of pressure last year, and that's one of the contributing factors into Joyner not playing well or any member of the secondary not playing too well.
Absolutely. Ted Nguyen from The Athletic NFL. You can follow him on Twitter at FB_film analysis. Must follow on Twitter. Ted, we appreciate it. We'll have you on again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Ted Nguyen from The Athletic. So, Q, we got a little smarter there, no?
Yeah, we got a little bit smarter, you know, kind of starting to understand Paul Gunther's scheme a little bit more. And ultimately, man, I mean, you got to be pretty heady. You know, you got to be pretty smart with what you're doing. It's not just about being out there on the grass and reading, reacting. It's about being smart as well, knowing what your expectations are and where your reads are. So these guys got to step up, man. They got a lot of work to do. This defense has got to get better. And this secondary in particular has got to get better. And, of course, Corey Littleton and Nick Wachowski is going to help out as well at the linebacking core.
Well, and Q, that's the question we ask today, right, on our Sided Debate, our Raider Nation debates, which we have every day we are on the air. So check out Sided.co, and you'll see it there, or download the app on your phone, which is free, and you can take part in it, because that's what we asked. We said, Raider Nation, does Paul Gunther have the players he needs to profoundly improve the defense? And boy, the no's were way ahead last night when I put it up so far today, and we'll give you the results here in about 10 minutes. But right now, the no's are still in the lead, but the yeses have caught up. And from what Ted said there, Q, looking at this team, look, especially at that linebacker position, which now we know Gunther's defense needs linebackers. You just need the right kind of linebackers. They seem to have the guys in place. I'm not saying every person is a all-pro, but I'm thinking when I look at this defense, they suddenly have the right personnel with the right mindset and the right physical abilities to make a jump.
They really do, and I don't understand what the no's are looking at. I mean, I really don't. Yeah. Because for years, the Raiders' defense has been lacking. But they got defensive line. They got a defensive line coach. They got the corners that I think are there. They got a secondary coach. I mean, they got safeties. You know, they got Abram coming back, and hopefully he could be the guy everyone expects him to be. But I feel like the defense has improved in a major way over the offseason, the draft, and free agency. And I really don't understand what else is needed. Now, you can add some extra parts to it. to make it even better, like a Jadeveon Clowney, I'd be cool with that. You know, you can never have too many guys on the defensive line. But as far as I'm concerned, the pieces are there to the puzzle to get it done.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe, too, it's been so long since Raiders fans have seen linebackers that they don't realize the two that they got in this offseason that are going to play in this system and are the right guys to play in this system. I think once they watch them play for a while, they're going to say, wow, it's nice to have linebackers there, and it's nice to see them play and then see how that system works so much better than they anticipated. But make sure you go up on Sided.co or on the Sided app on your phone, and you got a few minutes left to vote. And I agree with you, Q. I don't know what the people who say no are seeing. I'm hoping now they've listened to Ted and they can and us, and they can jump on now and maybe change their vote or start to at least look into it to understand it better. But we're going to step aside and pay some bills. When we come back, the show rolls on. You're listening to Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio.